Polenkar says children in New York deserve a system that's protecting them for the 21st century. Since October alone, there have been 150 serious abuse cases reported across the state, and he says the proposed reforms will prevent child abuse.
And that's not what the system does today. The system is reactive. We need reform that is going to be proactive to protect against child abuse, as well as to ensure if abuse appears to have occurred, that Child Protective Services has the tools at its disposal to identify the abusers and put them in jail.
The proposed legislation includes making endangering the welfare of a child a felony with up to 7 years in jail. CPS workers could presume neglect in cases of excessive corporal punishment, and the penalty would increase for making false allegations. Erie County Social Services Commissioner Carol Denker-Mauer says there's a big spike every Monday in cases related to custodial battles.
My staff informed me that we received 45 of those reports over the weekend. That's a pretty big number. And also, I would tell you that two-thirds of the cases that we investigate are, in fact, unfounded. So a significant number of the cases that we investigate show no credible evidence of abuse or neglect.
State Senator Timothy Kennedy and Assemblymember Crystal People-Stokes already submitted their own package of reforms in Albany. The lawmakers say they appreciate the county's effort and will review the proposal. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.